Now, voters in Kansas voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to recognize abortion rights in the state's constitution. The outcome was a surprise to a lot of political observers because polling had shown a slight lead for anti-abortion activists, and because Kansas is a conservative state that voted in 2020 for former President Donald Trump by a margin of 14 points. We're talking about the message those results may send about where voters are at on abortion rights, how the results could impact the 2022 midterms, and what they mean for states with a less conservative electorate, like Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is abortion a voting issue for you? If you had a chance to, in some kind of referendum like they had in Kansas, we don't really have that here in Wisconsin, to vote for or against abortion rights in Wisconsin, how would you vote? You can play political pundit if you like. Do you think that the abortion issue, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, is going to sway voters one way or another in Wisconsin and around the country? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Alisa Von Hagel is a professor of political science at UW-Superior. She studies the role of experts in reproductive health legislation in Wisconsin. That's as part of UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity. Alisa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
All right. It's maybe easy to overread what happened in Kansas and maybe to underread. How significant is this vote outcome in Kansas, do you think?
I mean, it is quite significant. It was the first vote on a ballot after the Dobbs ruling that has occurred. So a lot of people nationwide were looking at the case. But it, as you mentioned, it was truly very surprising, the outcome. And it really sent a very strong signal that voters would organize, especially women would register to vote, would organize, would turn out to the polls, would wait in line for hours to vote on this issue specifically. And so it does send a very clear signal to candidates as well as, for elections in the future. So I think it is a quite significant action in and of itself.
I've seen some people say, okay, yes, if you're voting straight up on an issue, that's one thing. When you're voting for a candidate, there are a whole bundle of issues, abortion just being one of them. How can we figure out, whether the way people might have voted on this might translate into supporting a candidate who's for or against abortion?
Well, that's the key. That's the key question, right? And so there is some limited polling that has come out that shows that there is a slight increase in preferences for a Democratic candidate who is supportive of abortion rights in the upcoming elections versus a Republican candidate who is not in support. And so there does seem to be little evidence. It's not as strong as we would find for just a simple up or down vote on abortion access, like the ballot measure was in Kansas. So there does seem to be some indication of some influence, but again, the extent to which it, plays out, it'll vary state by state and certainly won't be to the extent that we saw in Kansas.
Now, public opinion polling on abortion can be tricky. I mean, there's some percentage of the American public that wants absolutely no abortion and wants it to be completely illegal. Some on the opposite end that wants basically no or little or no restriction on abortion. But a lot of people come out in the middle, and sometimes when you ask them in different ways about roughly the same thing, they might not agree with themselves. It's a more complicated issue than pro and con.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the problems with this abortion ban specifically, is that, by and large, people understand the nuance, the complexity of the issue, and an outright ban on a procedure, on a medical, health procedure, is not preferred by the vast majority of Americans, similar in Kansas as it is in Wisconsin and other places around the country. But people are more willing to accept, limitations or restrictions on the procedures, different types of procedures or the timing of procedures. So it's these complete outright bans that, by and large, there doesn't really seem to be support amongst the electorate nationwide and within a state to justify such actions.
Alisa Von Hagel is with us, professor of political science at UW-Superior. We're looking at this vote in Kansas on a measure that would have changed the Constitution, allow a potentially complete ban on abortion if lawmakers went that way. It was rejected by a pretty decent margin in a pretty conservative state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think abortion will play a big role in 2022 elections here in Wisconsin and around the country? Do you think it should play a big role? Will it influence your vote? Are you conflicted on the issue of abortion? Are you not sure where you think laws and regulations should stand? You're not alone. If so, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Focusing on Wisconsin, Elisa, Wisconsin's Republican candidates for governor describe themselves as pro-life. Here's a listen to some of what they said about abortion. This is at a July debate hosted by TMJ4 News. We'll hear in order Timothy Rampton, then Rebecca Clayfish, then Tim Michaels.
I do not support abortion in any form. I support what Pro-Life Wisconsin has to the T, 100%.
So let me be very clear here. Miscarriage care and ectopic pregnancy treatment are not abortion.
Let's give them all the options, all the solutions that are out there. Let's talk to them about adoption. Let's talk to them about monies that are available for infants and toddlers out there.
Do you have thoughts, Elisa, on how abortion may play into the Wisconsin race for governor?
I think that's an interesting question. So abortion has, there's always been a very strong, people have always held strong beliefs, you know, pro or con or what have you, but it hasn't been a highly salient political issue that affects elections like other issues do, such as the economy or immigration. However, with the Dobbs ruling, and this increased activism, it seems that there may be, you know, it may increase in salience or importance to people. And it may, you know, start to, we may start to see a bit more of an effect of the abortion issue on elections and people paying more attention to the positions of candidates on the specific issue.
Right. Roe, I think, has been seen as a political guardrail where people could say, OK, even if a state legislature, say, passes a particular abortion law, if it goes too far, the U.S. Supreme Court is just going to bop it down. So abortion might have been less relevant to voters. That guardrail's gone now in some ways, right?
Absolutely. Exactly. That's very well stated. And I think that by and large, with the ruling in Roe, since Roe, the issue has been one that has been sort of in the Republican wheelhouse. They have benefited election-wise, just organizing because of the, you know, just they are responding to the, you know, the ruling in Roe. But in this post-Dobbs era, it seems that this will be an issue that will be more, you know, Democrats will be able to organize around, will be able to really utilize in upcoming elections much more successfully. And so it's kind of in their wheelhouse now to utilize as such to not just, you know, vote down ballots or vote, you know, in support of certain amendments or ballots, but to also help candidates in upcoming elections.
We're talking to Elisa Von Hagel, political science professor at UW Superior, faculty affiliate with UW Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity, looking at the vote in Kansas on Tuesday to uphold abortion rights in that state, what it could indicate for states around the country in a big election year. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a gap between how you feel about abortion and the laws on abortion where you live, whether that's Wisconsin or beyond? What do you want to hear from candidates in this year's midterm elections, in particular running for governor, U.S. Senate, state legislature, Congress? Is this something that you think will motivate you to vote, to help get other people out to vote? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're talking about Kansas's vote to preserve abortion rights in that state's constitution, people watching it as an indicator for what might happen in elections around the country this year. Elisa Von Hagel is with us from UW Superior, and you could join in too at 800-642-1234. Were you watching this vote in Kansas? What was your reaction? Pro or con? What do you want to see ultimately happen with abortion laws here in Wisconsin in this post Roe v. Wade era? Is this something that will affect your vote come election day? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Alisa, there's been some polling out there showing kind of what populations of various states think about abortion as it compares to the laws that states have on abortion. And they don't always match up very well. What kind of things do we see?
I mean, absolutely. We see restrictive abortion bans or altogether outright bans in places where over a majority of the state's population is not in support of an outright ban or certain restrictions. And so there is very much so this gap between whether it's the, you know, lawmakers' preferences or the beliefs of what their constituents want or some combination thereof. And so there is a very much so a disconnect in many, many states around the country with respect to abortion laws and what the population within those states would prefer.
Looking again at this election season, do you see Democrats likely to look at this vote in Kansas and say, hey, we better try to make this election more about abortion than they might have, you know, before they thought on Tuesday?
Absolutely. I think after the Dobbs ruling came out, it was clear that this was an issue that would bring energy and intensity to any organizing efforts, particularly for the Democratic Party. And with this vote in Kansas and the, you know, surprising outcome that occurred, I think absolutely sort of cemented the idea that, you know, perhaps not in absolutely every single district and every single state, but by and large, Democrats can definitely utilize this issue as a way to generate new voter registrants, to get higher voter turnout, to get people to the polls. Midterms, we don't really see as many voters to the polls as we see in presidential election cycles. And so it very may well be an issue that will get people to the polls, out to vote, where we haven't seen in years past.
Flipping that around to Republicans now, are they asking themselves, should we think about our messaging on abortion, or should we be messaging on things other than abortion between now and November?
Yeah. So for those, you know, candidates who have very ideological, strong beliefs and have been very clear about their positions on abortion and their opposition, it's hard to see how they would, you know, pedal back or soften that perspective. I know in Florida, the governor there would prefer an abortion ban, but instead of, you know, placing it before the voters or even lawmakers, that it's leaving it up to the courts and having it, you know, decided upon the courts, and that so there's not the blowback that, say, politicians or himself would receive by amongst unhappy constituents. So we may find that sort of just passing the buck on the issue, so to speak, and leaving the issue up to the courts more so than leaving it up to voters or to lawmakers. But again, every state will certainly be different.
And now Kansas had this vote on a constitutional amendment. We don't really have binding referenda here in Wisconsin, asterisk, unless a state legislature passes a constitutional amendment in two consecutive sessions, and then it could go to voters. That happens pretty rarely. We don't really generally have this kind of voters you decide process here in the state, do we?
Correct. And it's a very uphill battle to get an amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Absolutely.
Looking now at the governor's race in Wisconsin, again, we heard from Republican voters earlier. Now we've got Governor Evers talking about the issue, and he's described himself as kind of a goalie trying to stop Republican state lawmakers from making changes. How important do you think this issue will be for him between now and November?
Absolutely. I think it's very much part of his agenda, and he's been very clear from day one of his administration that he is in support of access to abortion. And he has been vetoing what he sees as too restrictive of laws that have been passed through the state legislature. And I think it will become, or it will remain very central to his campaign, and will be very useful, I believe, in terms of emphasizing this particular issue as it's seemingly more and more important amongst voters. So for Evers, it definitely is an issue that he would want to highlight and continue to highlight what he has done as governor in his previous term.
We're talking to Alisa von Hagel, professor of political science at UW-Superior, looking at this Kansas vote on abortion rights, an attempt to change the Constitution that would allow lawmakers potentially to ban abortion in that state, figuring out what it could mean for the 2022 midterm elections. Patrick joins us now in Viroqua. Patrick, hi.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for the show. And I was just thinking about the phrase poetic justice. After all, we all know how hard the Republicans worked to get the last three justices on that Supreme Court. And I just talked to the Republicans at the fair booths, and even they say that this is going to make it a lot harder in the midterms. So be careful what you work for, huh?
Patrick, thanks for the call. Lisa, what do you think?
I mean, absolutely. I've heard similar statements by certain officials in the Republican Party that absolutely they do recognize that it's now creating a much more difficult or uphill battle with respect to this issue in general, but also, you know, elections writ large, and especially if abortion becomes a defining central issue in a state election, it very much so could be a, you know, the issue that leads to either decreased turnout for, say, Republican candidates or voters that switch or vote Democrat who usually support or vote for Republicans.
Thanks for that call. And just our last few moments, Elisa, this was Kansas, kind of a one-off here. What are you watching for next on public opinion, abortion, and the way people vote?
Well, so there are a handful of states that have ballots such as this on the upcoming election in November. Two states, California and Vermont, have constitutional amendments that would insert a specific right to access abortion into the Constitution, which would be interesting if that, would to go into effect if there's support for that. There are two other states, Kansas and Montana, that are attempting to also have a constitutional amendment similar to that as of Kansas. And so, again, we'll see then, I suppose, if Kansas was a one-off blip in that didn't really resonate nationwide. But so it'll be interesting to follow those particular races and during the election and to see how those play out.
Thanks to our guest, Elisa von Hagel, professor of political science at UW-Superior, with us today to talk about the role abortion rights could play in this year's midterms after Kansas voted by a big margin on Tuesday to uphold abortion protections in the state's constitution.